RFI.
So first of all, could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Shanai Javeri, the head of visual arts at the Barbican Centre in London.
Shanai, for this show, Giacometti encounters Humabaaba. Then we have a first question for you. Could you please tell us what is the world of Humabaaba from your understanding, from your perspective?
Humabaaba is a Pakistani-American artist based in Poughkeepsie, New York. She is committed to exploring and expanding the possibilities of figurative sculpture. She works in a range of media and materials which are actually on view or in the exhibition. She's most well known for her cork sculptures, but she has also relishes in working in assemblage. And some of her recent work is in bronze. And the newest work made especially for this exhibition is in cast iron.
So figuratively, or in terms of imagination, how would you describe the main landscape of her world? What does this world stimulate you or excite you or make you feel something?
I think what has always drawn me to Huma's practice and something that I find deeply compelling is how she draws so agilely from a vast range of references, from ancient Egyptian, Indian, Greek, African figurative sculptural traditions to science fiction and horror films. She's equally interested in Greek cowry and how ideas of implied motion were explored by historic figurative sculptures, but also at the same time she's looking at how films, horror films in the 80s and 90s, through various kinds of material-based effects, created monsters. And so I think it is this ricocheting between the past, the present, in these various references, and the way she kind of mashes them up and presents them that I find deeply original and compelling.
You give us some ideas of fragments and also some components. And what we would like to understand is when you present her world, which is the major part that captures you and to make you vibrate?
I think in her world, I think with Huma's practice, I am deeply interested in her exploration of the experience of violence on the corporal. I'm most drawn to the way she is exploring the experience of violence on the corporal form. And what Huma is not interested in is necessarily the act of violence itself. She doesn't represent that in her work, but rather it is the after effects, the lingering effects of violence on the human body, the way we respond to the trauma of ongoing conflicts, the way we are negotiating with violence, and how we embody pain, suffering, and trauma. But also at the same time, I find in her work a deep sense of resilience in certain figures that she makes.
So you mean the residue,
the trace
of the violence, of this unpredictable violence on human body that she tried to interpret.
Exactly. And you see that in various ways. Either it is through the fragmented body, as we have in the terracotta works that she made in Mexico when she was in a residency at Casa Vabi, or in the charred looking surfaces of her cork sculpture, Scout, or in the bronze sculptures that are in our foyer spaces. So it manifests in different ways through the textured surfaces of some of these standing totemic-like sculptures, or the fragility of the terracotta pieces that are almost like an exploded body on the ground.
What is the interest to present to the public those scattered body parts, those residue of the violence, those darkness and this somehow desperation? What is interest, you think, to show these palette, these colors, these emotions, those shades to public?
As the exhibition title says, nothing is behind us. So we are all living under the shadow of ongoing multiple conflicts. And that is something that the loss that we feel, the vulnerability that we all feel in the face of these ongoing conflicts and wars, is what creates links between us. And I think that there is something that this work holds, that it talks to us about the shared endurance of dignity that we have, and how can we collectively all imagine a future. And I think that is what is so poignant and potent in her work.
Is this an illustration?
I wouldn't say it's an illustration as much as it's an evocation of a collective condition and an expression of our current human condition.
When you see that, can you hold your breath?
I think it takes my breath away rather than I have to hold my breath. Huma's work takes my breath away.
And why put her works with Giacometti's works?
So
maybe we can move to the next room if you'd like.
I think it's okay. I believe that I was very interested in initiating an intergenerational dialogue. Huma has, on numerous occasions, acknowledged Giacometti as a point of inspiration, interest. She's looked to his work. They share similarities in how they work, in terms of she works alone in her studio, directly with her materials, in her own hand as the Giacometti. They both use the knife to carve away at plaster or her with cork. So there are all these working modes and methods that bring them together as artists. But I think the show is less interested in formal likeness, but rather wants to reflect on shared emotional sensibility and enduring concerns around memory, trauma, the fragmented body, horror, but also compassion and hope. And there is humor in their work as well.
Whatever the piece, the way you put, but finally we find a lot of exaggerations, plastically speaking, in her work. Is that a similar kind of exaggeration we found rather in Bourgeois' works?
I think that Louise Bourgeois is also another artist who there are many affinities and resonances with Huma's practice. And I think this is what's so fantastic, is to see a contemporary living artist who is working with references in an ever-shifting world landscape that we are, and that it's not just the icons of the 20th century, but we have someone who's working in that lineage and legacy, and very much on her own, with confidence.
Will be worried that people, when viewing these exaggerated body parts and the violence residue, they will be immersed in certain kind of phantasmatism.
I think that what the gallery offers, the new space in which we're doing the show, is that there is this incredible bay of windows that lets a lot of natural light in, but you also at the same time see the city of London outside. You see subsequent layers of time and history as embodied by different buildings. And so it is this layering that when you see that in relationship to these bodies, the bodies get animated. And I think it is that interplay. It is about how Giacometti saw the street as a place from where he drew his inspiration, the way people moved through time and space. Huma's work is also off the street. It is of this world. The materials are found objects from this world. And so it is about having people maybe see that or draw that link between the two.
Thank you for this immersive discussion, Shanae Pahavery.
Thank you very much for your interest in our show. RFI.